it's going. Okay, so first question, the obvious things. Where were you born?
Berriton.
Oh, not Langley.
No, mother went into a nursing home in Berriton.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back to Langridge when I was 24 hours old.
Okay. So which house in Langridge did you then live in?
Number 5, Langridge Hill.
Which is what today?
Which is our kitchen.
Oh, of course, yes.
Utility room. Bedroom. And bathroom.
Of Ridge House?
No. Of Ridge House,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So you lived, you now live exactly where you started out? Well, almost.
Yes.
Down in a bit.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good story, I like that. So how long did you live there for?
Until mother and father moved across to Yew Tree Farm when I was 18 months old.
Right, so what year was that?
1944,
right.
/5.
So what did your parents do for a living?
My father was a carpenter who worked for Canterbury's in Petersfield, who are still there today in Penns Road.
Right.
And my mother looked after me.
She was a housewife.
And the house.
Okay, so where did you go to school?
Mrs. Bush's private emporium.
You're making it up. Really?
Who was over what is today Greg's Bakery in Lavant Street.
Yeah.
No.
Chapel Street.
Yeah. And then I went to the Secondary Modern in Petersfield.
Right, which is what? Basis of TPS today?
It's now TPS, yes. Right. And then to take my GCSEs, I went to Cowp Lane. Secondary Modern.
Right, so Secondary Modern School in Lincoln.
Yes.
How on earth did you get there?
By bus.
Oh, right. There was a bus?
Yes. Southdown's bus, which left every morning. I used to bike into Petersfield, leave my bike at Canterbury's, and catch the South Downs bus down.
And was that a special school bus? Or?
No.
Oh, right.
Just a normal service bus.
Okay. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
No.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, yes. I beg your pardon. No sisters.
Right.
I have a brother who's an afterthought. He was born in 1949.
Oh. Okay.
And I was born in 1941.
Right.
So that's why he was an afterthought. I tell him that. He lives in Whitney, in Oxford.
Right. Did he follow a similar... Did he go to school here? Or?
Yes, he went to school at Strood. And then at...
So Langridge School.
Yeah, Langridge School.
Right.
And then he went to the Secondary Modern in Petersfield.
Right.
And he took up farming.
Right. So in Langridge or...?
No, he went to Sparsholt.
Sparsholt College?
Yes.
Okay.
Got his degrees in farming there.
Right.
And then went to start a pig farm in Wiltshire.
Right. What, which he owned or bought or worked
No,
for?
Which he worked for somebody.
Right, okay. Right.
And they didn't have pigs, but he started a pig.
Right.
And they ended up with 2,000 sows.
Hmm. Okay. So after your GCSEs, what was your first job?
My first job was an apprentice at a company called B.O. Morris for engineering in Portsmouth, in Commercial Road, now where the docks are.
Funny, I always assumed you worked at TPS. Well, it seems obvious you did engineering, it was TPS there.
No.
So what sort of engineering was it?
Mechanical engineering.
Right, okay. And then what? Obviously I know you ended up at IBM, but...
Well, in between I tried farming for a year and a half, and I didn't I got bored.
Was that here?
Yes.
Right.
For grandfather.
We'll come and talk about, something talk about home farm.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And then I got bored, so, no, have I got this the right way round? No, I haven't got it the right way around.
Okay.
I worked for B.O. Morris in Portsmouth.
Right.
Completed my apprenticeship, and then they threw me out, as they often did in those days.
Absolutely.
Go out and get a job.
We're going to pay you.
So I then worked for Mr. Talbot Ponsonby.
Right.
At the time, we were designing the mould to make the Concorde nose cone. So I helped plan the machinery to make the nose cone mould.
Okay.
Which was 11 feet 6 inches long. And I finally got to ride on Concorde. And
right.
I went up to the cockpit, when you could in those days, and sat with the pilot all the way through the flight.
Fantastic. Where did you fly to?
I flew from Washington to London Heathrow three hours and 10 minutes. One of the fastest crossings there's been.
Yeah, God. I managed to get on Concorde once when my flight was cancelled. I was flying business class from Heathrow to Boston. They cancelled the flight because of fog, but the Concorde could still take off. So they took everyone in first class and all the members of the executive club, flew us to Boston, flew us to JFK, shuttled us down to LaGuardia, shuttle flight to Boston, and we still got in early. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's
wonderful. Okay, so after that, then you had your spell at farming?
After I was fired from Talbot Ponsonby.
Right.
Made redundant is the posh word.
Yep, well, it's happened to us all.
Yeah. So then I tried farming
right.
for 18 months and I got bored.
Mm.
And IBM were moving into the area, so I applied for a job with IBM and got it, much to my surprise.
So that was at North Harbour?
No, that was at Havant. They were just starting the manufacturing plant at Havant.
Right, okay.
And I ended up as a buyer at Talbot Ponsonby, as it was then, but it then became Tooling Products.
Right.
During the time I stayed there.
Right, okay. So let's switch back to farming. Your family, I'm never sure at what stage the Talbot Ponsonby stopped owning the whole valley. And how your antecedents and other people like the Luffs came to own their own farms. I mean, do you know the history of that? Or?
Well, in...
Without getting into something too libelous about his father's behaviour or whatever.
My grandfather?
No, Nigel's.
Oh, Nigel's. No, I wouldn't be rude because it may be public.
Oh, you can suppress that.
Yeah, what did you say?
Well, let's about... There was a time when the Talbot Ponsonby's own language. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. In 1950, when I was 9 years old, I used to help on the farm every Saturday at home farm. And with Uncle Bill, I used to go down to North Street Farm because they had both farms.
Right. So your grandfather farmed home farm.
Yes.
What was his name?
Jesse.
Jesse, right. Okay. So Jesse Deadman.
Jesse Deadman.
Right.
He was the brother of my other grandfather.
Right. This is why I always find your family such confusing. Yes, okay.
So my mother's maiden name was Deadman.
Yes, right, okay.
Which is what the Foreign Office found really odd when I went there.
Yes, it must be a mistake.
It must be. He phoned me up and said, what don't you understand? I said, what don't you understand? My mother and father were cousins. Oh.
Okay. So they were both tenants of those farms?
No. We, the Dedman family, owned North Strood Farm.
Right. But not Home Farm?
No, but not Home Farm. Home right. Farm was tenanted to from Nigel's father.
Right, okay. Right.
And I used to, when I was nine onwards, nine till